Managing IT project is very important course in our IT professionals. It is not only IT manager, but the IT team members or developers, or even in e-business leaders, they need to understand the managing IT project. Because mostly in IT industry, they handle development of different IT products, as well as they develop some IT services. So project is something which is not exist already, but we are developing, and it is going to be a temporary exercise. But it is very important when you are going through the exercise of development, there are a lot of criticalities that you have to handle. So understanding all the process of development with step by step insight is the important content of this subject. So first of all, myself, Dr. Bisaji C. Surve, I am working for VSchool, and I had 23 years of industrial experience and 12 years in academics as of now. Being an engineer, I understand the technical aspect of the subject, as well as being an MBA, I understand the managing aspect of it. So I will try my best to elaborate and explore the subject with required details and examples. So I will take you through the journey of entire subject in this introductory lecture, topic by topic, and then we'll in next sessions we will go into the each chapter in detail. So first topic is about objectives, fundamentals of IT projects, project management. So we'll understand what is the definition of IT project management. Then there are a lot of concepts which are related to IT project, so we'll understand their definitions and their aspect, their scope. So that is about introductory session, so where we can understand, get aware of what are the aspects of IT projects. Then we'll go through the elements, concepts and terminology, which is very important, because before going into the detailed understanding of different aspects, we have to get conversant with all concepts. That is the foundation for our subject. And terminology is very important, because we are going to frequently use it in our team or in our interaction with the client, in our communications. So we have to understand those conventions and terminology that you use in IT project. PMI framework. This is something a guidelines, or this is a something internationally recognized document that IT project manager is supposed to follow. And it will give us the complete framework how we go across the journey of development. Then managing the scope and requirement. So when you start working on the project, the most important aspect and the basic aspect is going to be the scope. The business scope should be clear on the day one, before you begin the development. So scope, understanding and managing the scope is very important. Then going into the details of it, that is the requirement of all stakeholders, which you are going to cover through the project. It has to be well documented and very well clear before we go into the planning stage of IT project and then execution of it. So this is very important chapter where you begin as a project developer. SDLC, this is software development life cycle. This is very, very important subject, or we can say one of the core topic of the entire course, where we go through the different processes and how those processes can be configured or we can organize, and how these processes differ in the development cycle. So we have to understand different cycles of project development and how we have to manage it. Then project planning and scheduling. So once you are clear about the scope and requirement, and you understood the entire terminology, the requirements and their resources requirements and all that, you will sit for the planning and time schedule. See, in every project, it is going to be time bound project. It is not something going to be long term continuous activity. It has to have starting point and the ending closure. And also every project has got budget, very important aspect, because it is a cost involved in it. And as the time frame increase, your cost is going to haywire. So that is why we have to take care of planning and scheduling. And you should have proper tracking. This is what we have to understand. proper tracking the project and how you can do it. Now, next topic is going to be about risk management. See, every project, we are going to try something. We have to experiment something because project is something we are developing new. It is not existing thing. So that is why always there is an association with budget as well as time. So there is a risk in both terms. And we have to have calculated risk. And as well as you have to identify the risk and you have to mitigate the risk. So those aspects we have to discuss in the project planning itself. And then we are aware of what type of risk are there, which can pop up, what sort of uncertainties are there that we have to tackle. And that is what we discuss in the risk management. Project tracking, as I said already, we have to schedule and plan and you have to track the project, which is in line with our planning. Because if there is a issues, there are issues, we have to handle there and there itself so that your schedule should not go away. And if it prolongs or if there is some issues what we cannot tackle at your level, you have to accelerate that to the next level so that you can take care of it and it can be resolved at timely basis. So that is why tracking, we have some software tools to handle those tracking. And most of the project nowadays are not done at one location, but they are distributed, IT project especially, at a different location, maybe international project. So some team is sitting in the Mumbai, someone in Calcutta, or someone in New Jersey. So we have to coordinate and track the development team's progress. And there are issues. We have to keep aligning all those issues and resolving at an very instance of it, so that we can keep track of time as well as our budget. So that is why project tracking is very vital. Project configuration management. This is something more technical, where you have IT project where you may be having a lot of hardware. You have to integrate many systems like servers, networks, and many APIs. So all those configurations that you have to understand. You have to make a proper list of different elements which are involved. Maybe you are using cloud-based services. So how the cloud-based services can be available and how you have to configure them. So all those details you have to think before you start deploying the project or you are testing the project. So that configuration management we have to understand. Okay. The next topic is about resources. So basic role of manager is handling the resource. What are the resources? Mainly money, that is finance, manpower, that is human resource, material or any equipments that is involved, then methodology that is followed. So all those M's that we have to manage as a manager, as an IT project manager. Because any resource has got scarcity, your project is going to be held up. And that we have to take care so that your project is moving smoothly and progressing smoothly with as per the planning what you have done. So that is why resource planning, well in advance, just in time, all those concepts you have to think in before when you are executing the project, and you have to ensure that all resources are there available to the team as and when required. Communication is need of the hours for any coordination. So of course today we have a lot of technological tools available, but still, like, we can have Zoom meetings, email, all those things are there for communication. So how we can make use of it, how we can have dashboards or tracking so that everybody can see the progress or everybody can contribute in the project and communicate whenever there is some issues or there are some lags, so that you have to handle. So communication management is also one of the topic. So in a nutshell, so many topics will you go through. When you go through these all topics, you are completely equipped to handle any IT project. It is not only IT. So when you talk about IT project, don't consider only you are developing the product or you're developing some software. It is something implementation of IT project in the sense like transformation, digital transformation sort of thing. It may be not necessarily in the IT industry itself. It may be any other industry. Suppose you go in banking and the banking people want to go for digital transformation of their processes. So we have to think about that commissioning of the IT installations right from hardware, what is requirement for configuration of every machine, then what sort of budget is provided within that budget, how we can plan, then what way the software development is taking care of, how to follow the business requirements, how we can incorporate the user requirement, the customer requirements. So all those things is not only that we have to understand as an independent product, but when you are giving a service or you are developing some sort of IT based solution to any industry, we have to understand the industry and their requirement and convert it into technical aspect and implement it. So project is something unique, well defined, temporary exercise. Temporary means it is not something we are going to do throughout the time, lifetime. It is something we have to be started and ended with fulfilling all the requirement. So it is going to be a very interesting subject, and I hope you will enjoy it with my delivery and the content throughout the subject. So next time, next session will be about the first unit, and we will get introduced to the subject base, and then we'll slowly explore the details of the subject in various dimension and the, as per the detailing technical aspects, managing aspect, both we will try to address. Welcome to the chapter 1, overview, fundamentals of IT project management. In this chapter, we are going to get acquainted with the foundation which is required to understand this course. So let us get into the definition of project itself first. So what do you mean by project in general? Not necessarily IT project, but in general. So it is fundamentally a temporary endeavor. So something which we have come out to develop new thing, not which is existing one. Okay. And it is aimed to drive change in the overall scenario, or so you have to facilitate something new in the society or for organization. You want to make a drastic change in some sort of application. So that where the you are coming out with the project. It can be infrastructural project, it can be technology based project, or it can be something social aspect that you are covering through the project. The output of the project is normally unique, which may be a service, may be product, or any other results. So there are n number of examples. For example, I will take you the straight example, as you may, might have joined this program, distance learning program. It may be a project for you, right? You are going to do it for 1 year or so and get the knowledge as well as that particular degree. See, when you are going through that exercise, studying, appearing for exam, preparing the subject, and preparing knowledge to answer the questions, so that all efforts is a sort of temporary endeavor. With the objective of what? After a year or so, you got that certificate. So similarly, there are n number of projects which are like construction of aircraft, spacecraft. So these are something which is done at very, very high level. Then launching a new product, coming out with the product in the market and selling it, marketing it. So that is the one of the aspect which is project. Then setting up the new office, new branch, even buying a new house is a project. Once you already occupy it and stay over a period, it's not a project. But buying the new house itself is a project. So that you need to arrange for the resource like finance, loan you have to arrange for, and then you have to find out, do a lot of research before identifying the property. So that all sort of endeavors that you make, which is a part of the project. So this is what I think now the definition of the project is very clear to you. In general, now what are the characteristics of project? So project is going to create something new. As I told you, suppose you are doing this DLP course or distance learning program, it is going to add in your qualification the new dimension as PGDM, postgraduate diploma in management. So it is something new that you are going to create in your career. Similarly, in the different aspect of let's say IT, if you are considering IT project, probably the business with the help of IT can add or reach out new segment of customers which are not directly available to the business prior to this project implementation. So that can be something new. So this first requirement of characteristic is you are going to create something new, not the existing facility or existing product we are going to work out with. That is the first characteristic of project. Second characteristic. So project is not a regular business. Suppose I am delivering the lecture. It is a regular business for me. But suppose tomorrow I have to design a new curriculum or design a new course, it is going to be a project for me. So that's the difference. So regular activity in the business, it is not the project. But something you want to launch as a new service, a new product, a transformation in your business operations, that is going to be your project. It has a clear timeline with deadlines. As I said, project is a temporary endeavor. So it has got beginning and closure. So we have to work out with the clear cut starting and ending deadlines. So timeline is very, very crucial in any project. It may be as long as 10 years, but there is a timeline that you have to your frame and you have to stick to. Project has boundaries. See, something before starting any project, you should be very clear what is the scope of the project. What are the ultimate deliverables? In the next slide, we are going to see all these dimensions, which are vital, which are required to be well defined at the beginning itself. Otherwise, it's going to be a never-ending story unless you define the boundaries. So that is what we have to do at very first instance before we begin execution of process project. So these are four important characteristics of project. Now, what are the objectives of project and the project scope? What is the objective? First objective, identify the requirements. So when you begin with any project, you should understand what is this meant for, what this project is meant for. Probably you join this course, you must be clear what is your requirement, maybe for promotions, maybe to acquire knowledge or to start your own business. So these are your objectives, which must be clear at the very day one you thought of joining this course, isn't it? So that is what is identifying the requirements. So any project, when you come across or you got some client which referred to some project, first thing you have to understand is requirement very clearly. So unless you define the scope and requirement of the project, you can't start, you can't plan. So planning and all that will come later on unless you are clear with your requirements. So that is very important objective of project. Next, establishing the clear and achievable objective. See, client may ask you n number of objective or requirements, but you should be clear which are feasible. So the next step is feasibility study. So very much you should be aware of what are your limitations in terms of money, in terms of technology, in terms of knowledge level, in terms of skill set. So all those should be very clear to you, whether you are going for that project with all those limitations and it is achievable, all those objectives that you are going to set, whether they are achievable within a given budget and within a given time frame. These are two important aspects that is you must know. Balancing and competing the demand for quality, scope, time and cost. See, these are all dimensions when you are executing as per the plan. All those four dimensions, quality, scope, time and cost, you have to harness into the project execution. And you have to balance. You have to balance your resources, you have to balance your methodology, all the aspects such that all those four aspects being covered. Adapting specification, plan and concern of the stakeholders. So any scope or any requirement is drafted against the specification. Maybe technical specification, maybe commercial specification, maybe legal specification. So all those business aspect point of view, you have to be very clear what specification you are adapting in the project. And accordingly, you draft your plan. And maybe some pain points, maybe some concerns of the stakeholders. Stakeholders may be the owner, maybe the financier, sponsorer, maybe the customer itself, or the developers. They also have the concerns. So some limitation. So all those has to be taken clear when you define the project as a scope or the objectives. So these are the important points that you should begin with. Think of it before you get into the project. So scope of the project includes three base parameters. First is boundaries. Boundaries in the sense scope. So anything we can say which we can't go beyond it. If you want to go beyond it, it may require more funds or it may require more time. So that aspect you always keep in mind. Unless you frame that boundaries, You can't plan within a given budget, within a given time frame. So that is what is boundaries. That is indirectly the objectives or the limitations that you have to consider. Then deliverables. So end of the project, what it going to deliver as a new things? Obviously it is something new, maybe a service or maybe a product. So what way it is going to benefit the stakeholders? What way it changes the people's life? Or what way it is going to make some new aspect of technological, we can say, execution, or that may give comfort to the end user? So that is what is the deliverable, which are to be clear within a scope. When you frame the scope, we have to understand what are my final deliverables. And at the end of the project, you have to cross-verify all those deliverables are being properly met or not. Then requirements. Now requirements will come from the end user's point of view or the stakeholders' point of view. So there may be a small requirements. So we should be drafted very well, because those are going to be the points which are taken into consideration when you're developing the things. Maybe small requirement, but that has to be captured. Otherwise, end of the day, when you deliver the project or you launch the project, you realize there are many requirements skipped. And that is why the end user or the ultimate customer is not happy. So your project is not successful, or indirectly it is failure. So that is why you should be very clear what are your requirements. And at the project closure, you have to cross-verify all the requirements are checked. Check means delivered. Indirectly all covered. So these are aspects of objectives and project scope. Now what are the project management knowledge areas? See, this is something very important as a project manager. What are the different knowledge areas that you have to develop before getting into the project management? Of course, after one or two chapters, we are going to see PMI framework, where all those aspects are covered. First, integration management. So project integration. Project integration, for example, let us take, I want to launch a metro line in the city. So I have to integrate so many things. Civil work is there, electricity work is there, then environmental conditions we have to check, we have to see the lot of legal conditions. So all those aspects we have to integrate, and respective people we have to interact and make it happen. Then only it can be possible to go ahead with the project. So that is what is called integration management. Then scope management. As I said already, in the project, we have to be very clear with the scope. Scope management. Scope, many times what happens, there when you start developing the project, there are number of new things creep in, which are not thought of prior to the project planning. And this extend the project scope and ultimately extend the budget and time frame, which should not happen. So you should be very clear when you begin with the project, what is the scope, and you have to manage within that scope. That is aspect of scope management. Time management, as I said, following the scope management, the time management. Now time is something which is very critical in case of project. We have to stick to the deadlines. So whatever resources you have, human resource, material, equipment, money, that all resources you have to harness so that everything happens within a time frame and as per the sequence, so that you can manage to meet the timeline. And that is why you require to have tracking, continuous tracking as your project is progressing, whether there are any lags or whether any constraint, any issues that you have to take care of time to time, so that your flow of project progress should not hamper. Next is a project cost management. See, as time is vital, same is the cost. So whatever budget is assigned to you for that project, you have to take into consideration as you progress in the project. Whatever budget is allocated to you, are you consuming as per that, and you are not missing the budgetary allotment. As well as you have to ensure that the cash flow, the funds are coming smoothly, right? So that whatever team you are working with, or you may have to outsource. Many times you have to outsource the job to some external agencies. So you have to deal with them. You have to make the payment to them. Unless you make a smooth payment to them, they may not offer you service. And because of that, your project may get held up. So all those aspects you have to think as a cost management. Next point is the project quality management. See, whatever you are going to deliver, there must be some quality aspect in every project. Maybe some international standard, maybe national standard, or some process related standard, product related standard. We have to take that guideline to ensure the quality of the product in terms of inward quality, outward quality, process quality, all those aspects which are coming under quality management. Next point is human resource management. In human resource management, any project, human beings are critical element. Human engineering is the most difficult task that one, as a manager, you have to always take into consideration. It may be your stakeholders like owners, sponsors, or end customers, or the laborer. You have to properly harness them, motivate them to get the maximum output within the time frame. You have to progress the project. So everybody should be delivering as per the expectation and within a given time work. So that is what is you have to do or you have to manage as a human resource management. Communication. Any human resource management, the communication is the key. So whatever the way, you should be transparent, you should be communicating the issues, you should be communicating the deadlines, you should be communicating the changes, whatever factors, it should be very, very clear to each team members and within the stakeholders, whoever is concerned with that point of time. So that communication should be flowing smoothly in through. Nowadays we have technological benefit. We can easily, immediately can have a Zoom meeting or WhatsApp or email. So all these means are there, but it has to be formulated, or there may be some dashboard. So which dashboard is going to give continuous monitoring or communication alerts to the project developers or maybe the different aspect of managers. So that is where the communication management come into picture. Risk management. This is again a very, very crucial area, because as I said, project is a new endeavor. So you are doing something first time. Probably you don't know the uncertainty involved in that. Uncertainty lead to the risk. What way it can come out, what way it may lead to losses, or it may consume money, time, and end of the day you find it doesn't work. So that risk assessment is very, very crucial, and that is what is called risk management. So you have to identify the risk as well as you have to take corrective action or mitigate them well in time, so that it should not lead to failure of the project. And that is what is called risk management. Procurement. See, in the project, you have to do a lot of things. We have to procure material, you have to procure services, you have to procure, some sort of government facilities or permissions. So all these will be a part of the management. You have to manage all those things from the respective agencies. And you have to produce that documentation or the fundings for that. So all those things we have to ensure through procurement management. Finally, project stakeholder management. This is something very obvious, because the project is meant for stakeholders. So you have to manage the stakeholders, you have to keep them updated, what is the progress going on, and any issue is going on, and all those things being taken care by time to time, and how you are going to handle, where you are, and how long it may going to take, where you are lagging, all should be conveyed to the respective stakeholders so that they remain updated. So that is the whole elements. These are whole elements that as a project manager you have to develop yourself. These all dimension or these all aspect you have to develop through project management, and that's what we are going to discuss in detail in respective chapter. Upcoming chapters really focus on each of these elements in detail. Major aspect of project management. Already these things are discussed in my prior to this PPT. There we have covered all those, most of the things, exactly all these dimensions has become our knowledge base. So when you go for any project management, you have to ensure you are equipped with all this knowledge level. And this is what exactly what we are going to do through this course. So we are going to understand in chapter by chapter all these aspects, because those are very, very crucial being a project manager. all aspect X is given in detail in the book also. So you can go through the definitions. I already elaborated all those, the points by points. So these are the sentences we can say, and you can go through it. So you will understand more detail for your exam preparation point of view. But I think I covered all those things. I did not to read this thing content, right? So I think it is self-explanatory, and you will understand all those aspects which I already elaborated in my prior discussion. Going ahead, project failure. So we have to think of something worst prior to that so that you will take care of it. So what can be a failure, project failure? What type of project failures happens? First and most foremost is fail to achieve some or all aspect of its basic purpose. So every project has got some objectives which we have already discussed, and we are going to develop something new. If that objective or that we can say the endeavor to make that happen is not served through our project, then obviously it is a failure, because whatever efforts we are putting, it is not going to deliver what is expected. So that is the main failure we should avoid, because then entire time, money, human beings, time, everyone's efforts is gone in waste. So that is what you have to ensure, that whatever you are looking for, it should be very much clear at the beginning, and which are deliverables, which are objectives, are met at the end of the project. Next, it should be within the time frame, which should not exceed that time frame, because every project had its own deadlines. Without deadline, it doesn't make sense in any project. Especially in government project, you know that the project deadlines go on extending, and you see how much cost that government indirectly pay for, and we taxpayer is paying indirectly, right? So time frame, and many times the customer is not happy if you not meet the time frame, and you may lose the project itself. So first thing, you have to ensure proper planning, resource harnessing, and sticking to the timelines, so that you have complete control and project tracking, which ensure that you are not exceeding the planned time frame. It is completed with excessive resource and cost. So many times you are not plan well, or you are not arrange all your resources, maybe just in time or well in advance, whatever way. It may lead to the excessive resource budget or your consumption, we can say, cost, and probably whatever allotted budget you exceed, and there the top management come into picture. You become answerable for that, and your funds are being shrink or stopped, and then your project can't progress. That may be one of the reason. Because time and money, these are two very, very vital constraints that you have to ensure that you should not limit your project, you should not held your project. And then drag to such an extent that the management abort its midway. Many times what happens, project, you are not clear, or you are not competent, or you don't have that manpower, you don't have that skill set, so that you can progress the project within the given time frame with the given budget, and you are just extending with some excuses. And then management realize this, you are simply extending the things, and you are consuming their funds, consuming their time and manpower, and then midway they will simply abort. They don't find, because every project and their output has got value with respect to the time. Suppose the project is valid for another 6 month period. The importance of outcomes of that project is valid for next 6 month period, and you are not fulfilling that requirement. After 1 year or two, may not be that vital. That project outcomes are not vital for the business. It not make any sense for the business. So that is where the project get aborted. So these are the major reasons for project failures. So you have to take care of all these reasons as a project manager. So major reasons we are already discussed: unclear project goals, objectives, scope, deliverables, not clear on day one. So we just begin with the something very, very hazy scenario, unclear, uncertain, you have not made the risk assessment, you have not made the resource planning, and you are going with the unclear project scope, and there the failure is sure. It's going to be sure because you are moving into the territory of unknown aspect. Lack of management commitment. This is many time happens because unless you got a proper support of resources, commitment from top management in terms of funds, in terms of other human resources or any other, you know, constraints, that support is very, very vital to ensure that you are remain motivated as a manager also, and your team, entire team remain motivated. And that is the role of top management. They are committed and they are taking care, and they are at your back of the support, so that any problems they will take care. Lack of user involvement and commitment. Now other end, many time the end user for whom you are developing that project, they themselves not interested, or they themselves not getting that much involved, or not committed to your outcomes, your deliverables. They are not really serious about it, and that may lead to the project failure. New technologies or business areas which are uncharted areas, probably you are exploring the new things in the project that may happen, and you don't have that knowledge level or that you know, skill sets and that technical aspect, majorly in technical aspect, and then your project you are not clear what to do next, and you are held up, or you are just doing the research, or you are just finding the way out. So uncharted areas, you are held up, and then the project may lead to the lot of time lags, and in terms of funds consumption, so ultimately it leads to failure. Failure to grasp the stakeholders' requirement. It is because maybe due to some sort of misunderstanding or some sort of miscommunication, maybe whatever the reason, you are not grasped the what stakeholder looking for through this project. So you are not done the requirement analysis properly. You are not grabbed their requirements. So that can be one of the basic cause of project failures.